Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to our show. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with Neil Baker. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Okay. Today on the Neil Baker Psychic Hour, we are going to be discussing creating and maintaining positive energy, and we welcome all of our listeners and callers to our show. I think we've got some first-time callers in the queue. If you could please press 1 on your handset, if you'd like to speak with us, please, that would be wonderful. We just dropped a caller, so apparently they don't want to speak with us. So if you'd like to speak with us, please let us know by raising your hand. That would be done by pressing 1. For those of you who are visiting us for the first time and haven't done so already, please follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. That follow button can be found under our profile name, the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. And we have accounts linked, Facebook and Twitter. And we would love if you joined us there as well. What else? 562-596-7818 is Neil's number, so you can reach him there directly if you would like further conversation beyond the short readings that we do on the show. The readings are, depending on the crowd, 5 to 10 minutes long, and we try to get to every caller that does come in. So we do adjust time accordingly. We do ask callers just limit their questions to 1 per caller so we can move through the queue efficiently. But, Neil, today we're discussing creating and maintaining positive energy, as I said before. And, you know, you would think it would be easy to do, but as we move through life, sometimes creating and maintaining that positive energy can be very challenging, especially if we get, if we get distracted by negative things that occur in our life, whether they be small or large, that can really take us off track of that field of positive energy. Excuse me, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I'm congested today. I apologize.
I'm sure the 405 is too.
Hilarious. Okay.
You know, bottlenecks, you just have to clear
right.
it out. With our topic today.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe I have some negative energy stuck in my fifth chakra.
We're talking about today, before we get to our callers, we're talking about really the power of positive thinking. And I relate to positive thinking much in the way of quantum physics. I really believe that all physical reality is made up of a vibration of energy. And when we get down to that vibration of energy, our very thoughts are vibrations of energy. It's not a concept or a theory, but really it's a reality that our thoughts have a powerful influence. And they can thereby change the chemistry of our brain. And if we're thinking positive about something, that releases certain things in our brain that activate our body, that sends out a different energy field, and so it goes out into the environment. So most of us, we go through life, we really don't take notice of our thought processes, our mind moves, and we're basically instinctively wired to protect ourselves. That's where we come from in a primitive state, where we have to think negatively. Where is that saber-toothed tiger coming from? Is that tree going to fall?
Right, so it's a defense mechanism to think negatively, and it's kind of programmed into our brains just genetically, to our survival,
yeah.
which is the first chakra element.
And so we tend to forget that, you know, life, the world around us may not change in its primitive concept, meaning that there are dangers around us, and then in reality, bad things happen to us.
Mm-hmm.
We break up, we lose a job, we're in an accident. All kinds of things happen, so our brains are wired to protect ourselves from such incidences, if we can help it, and if we can't, to be able to cope and redesign the energy form of our brain so that we can get through whatever crisis we're dealing with. But there's a way to prepare for that, and that is positive thinking, because that builds up a real energy field around us to where we actually direct our thoughts in such a way that we can even produce a desired outcome from the very energy of what we put out. So it's kind of the law of attraction, but it's not with the idea that karma is involved.
And, you know, with that, Neil, before we move on here in our discussion, I do want to just send out my condolences to those who were close to Wayne Dyer. Of course, he was kind of a pioneer in this field of thinking, changing your thoughts, change your life. In fact, that was a book he wrote. And, you know, he was a positive energy in our world, and it's too bad that we lost him so early. I mean, 75 years old isn't exactly young, but definitely he was a vital and a vibrant individual. So,
yeah,
a great loss.
And he was an advocate of positive thinking. You know, I mean, it's...
Very much so, yeah.
It isn't that positive thinking is always going to work. But what it is that we train our brains to think in that way so that our primary creative forces in our life awaken to a whole world of power and opportunity as opposed to failure and fear.
Right. And so, you know, what's been interesting to me, Neil, the maintenance of positive energy is that it can be disrupted by something very small.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, a behavior or a thought. So it's very, very tricky, actually, to really keep that level intact.
Well, the brain and the personality are a very interesting union. You know, we always think of those people who can cope with big problems, but, you know, you spill a glass of water and they freak out. Or if the fork is crooked on the table, they freak out. But God forbid there's an accident in a car, and they can cope with it easily. They know just how to take care of people. And then there's the opposite trend, too. But our brains are kind of, they're creatures of habit. If we gear our brains to be predominantly positive, to see everything in a positive light, to deal with that energy, we essentially can have the power to change things. And if we want to think negatively, then we have the power to keep negativity in our life. So you have to think that when we're dealing with this ancient and now this kind of new attitude of what positive thinking is, because it's not really a new attitude. It stems from the idea of sustaining the species. Then when you get into the idea of how that energy field, how that focus can direct us into a life of self-actualizing. So how do we do that? Well, first of all, you have to do things to energize your thoughts. Whatever can energize your thoughts, whether reading a book, snuggling with your person you love, petting an animal, going for a walk, listening to music, writing a book, whatever it may be, you get the hint. That energizes our body and our thoughts. So one thing, you know, some people will say, well, you know, what about when you're too depressed? Well, then you're going to be too depressed. I think positive energy is an effort. It's not effortless.
It isn't. You would think it would be effortless, but it's not. Some of us are more wired to be positive than others, obviously. And I know that can be a condition of nature, and it can also be a condition of nurture. So depending on the environments which we grow up in, we might be positive by nature, but we can be influenced in our young years to learn to be negative as a response to our environment.
Yeah. I mean, it is true. And when you look at the attitude, who we are as individuals, outward and inward, you also have to look at the external world and the internal world. So if you want to change your external conditions, you have to first change the internal. You have to go inside and start to fuel an energy to get those wheels turning. And when I mentioned wheels, I mentioned chakras. So in order to get those chakras working, you have to consider your foundation, your sexuality, your creation, your self-esteem, your heart, your balance, your communication, your vision, and your spirituality. You've got to get those wheels turning, those chakras, in the seven locations of your physical body in order to promote that they're all on the same page and that they all have promoted the idea of something positive in your environment. One of the things that I like to work with as a psychic is sometimes my most negative cases are my most exciting because I see the greatest opportunity for change. It's always nice and refreshing to say to somebody, oh, this isn't a big problem. We can solve this easy. And so that's always great. But when you have a negative problem, that's, I think, the time when you can dramatically turn things around. That's when I find my work most exciting, is when I have a huge negative energy to deal with. And I can analyze it and start to work counteractive with the idea of positive thinking. And so positive thinking, sometimes it's uniform with your thoughts and your beliefs, so it's not a problem. But sometimes you're going to have to change your thoughts and beliefs. That also means changing your tribal thinking. If you were brought up to think negatively or to respond to negative things in a negative way or in a hostile way, you've got to remember, changing energy is not brought about through hostility. Mm-hmm. Changing energy is to conform to the idea that you can change through the energy of love and compassion.
Well, I do want to interject something because, Neil, I know that sometimes negative energy, if you know how to work with negative energy, for instance, if you're receiving a negative energy from somebody and you need to turn it around and direct it back to them so you don't find yourself penetrated by their negative energy, that is a case where negative energy is actually used.
Yeah.
So it's not always about love and compassion. I mean, I'm sorry, that sounds
at all. I don't mean to go into that naive thought. No, of course that's ludicrous to think that just love and compassion are changing things. You know, to me, sometimes the situation at hand, it sometimes requires a certain, if you will, negative energy. It's much like the way water, when you put water into a jug, water takes on the form of what it contains, what contains it, or what is contained, what the water is contained in. So
right.
a lot of times I've won over a lot of negative thinking people by agreeing with their negativity. And by agreeing with their negativity, I produce a positive effect in the mind. So it's not always in the area of opposition. It's in the area of acknowledgement. I think you have to first acknowledge your state of being and give it some credibility in order to understand what you need to change about it.
Right. And so the maintenance of positive energy and the creation of positive energy often has to do with the conversion of negative energy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's true. Because the whole idea is change. And if you want to change, if something's negative and you want to change that negativity, sometimes you have to get into that negative space in order to understand how to change it, how to analyze it, and therefore how to change it.
Neil, we've got a lot of callers.
Okay.
Can we take some calls?
Sure.
All right, let's do that. And I think our show, we're probably going to do Thursday and not Wednesday today, so we can either continue this or we can move on to a different subject. I don't know what you want to do, but we can decide that later. 408 area code is first. And we do take callers to get a receipt. Please hold your place in line so I can take you all today. Everybody's getting reading. Who's this? 408.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Ashley.
Ashley, hi. How are you, Ashley?
Hi. I'm doing good. I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Thanks. Ashley, what's your birth date, please?
So my birthday is December 2nd, 1990.
1990, and you are calling from California?
Yes.
Okay. 24/6. And what is your question? I don't think we've spoken with you before. Am I right?
No, you haven't.
Okay. Well, welcome. First time caller.
Thank you. Yes.
What's going on?
I'm sorry?
Go ahead with your question.
Oh, so my question is, really, I just felt guided to say or ask for any kind of information that maybe my guides or my angels or you guys can share with me that will serve my highest good, whether it be career or relationship. I'm not sure. That's kind of why I'm in the middle of a lot of change right now. And so just getting any kind of guidance and whatever's going to serve the greatest good is really what I'm looking for right now.
Okay.
Well, Ashley, you know, in we ask about birth dates. I'm going to tell you something. Your master number is 6, so that's the third mm-hmm. eye, the 6th chakra. That's a great energy. Your karmic number is 24, and you are 24 years old right now, so you're going through great changes as we speak. Right now, you're going through
yes.
a change from karma to transcendence. Now, I want to ask you something. So far in your life, have you thought about or done any kind of teaching, or have you been in the educational process?
Yeah, so I'm doing schooling right now to kind of support the healing and the remembrance of doing healing. I'm also a writer, and I work with children. So a lot of what I do is working with children and inspiring them and helping the support them in their awakened state.
Yeah. Okay, well, I don't think I've ever talked to you before,
no.
Ashley,
mm-hmm.
but when I was asking about teaching and schooling, my vibe about you when I was listening to your voice was that you were a teacher of children.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, and it's true, I mean, I was really thinking that's why I asked about schooling and teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw you as teaching children. So your higher purpose right now, Ashley, is to specifically be that teacher, to continue your education. And it sounds like you might be dealing with troubled children, or children that need healing in some respect. A great, great, great profession, great job, of the utmost quality and importance on a higher level. So I think you asked me about your highest calling. Do you understand that I don't even know you? And through my guides and my spirit, I'm giving you that. I'm giving you feedback that's actually true. So that means that there's something sacred about what you're doing, and you're getting validation and acknowledgement from higher sources that are speaking to me in order to kind of envelop and also celebrate your path.
Mm.
So what you should be doing is what you're doing. You're doing the right thing. I think that's clear. I think
mm-hmm.
the emphasis of knowing that there are other angels and guides and spirits and what have you that are validating it through myself, who doesn't even know you, is a boost. It's got to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So continue on that path is how I would address your question. And know that in this reading, this very short reading, that you receive validation from a stranger that connected to a higher source that validated what you're doing. That's your path.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
For the time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ashley. Well.
Well, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. All right, you guys have a nice day.
You too. And Ashley can follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. She can also join us on Facebook and Twitter, or call Neil directly, 562-596-7818. What? Give a smile. What are you thinking?
I was just thinking it.
Obnoxious thoughts percolating in that brain of yours.
No. You know, because I work with words.
Yes.
So whenever I hear the word Ashley, I start thinking ash to ashes, dust to dust.
Oh, I see.
And it was just my own little comical allusions to that word. You know, Ashley is a beautiful name, and yet it holds. It always holds something about October or autumn or something. I don't know why, but I guess
ash would be more winter, but yeah.
And I don't know why I was laughing at it.
I don't even
get the name of. Well, I was looking at Ash, Ash, and then Lee. And Lee is L-E-Y, means Lee. Doesn't it mean? I'm not sure what it means, but it's got a French. L-E-Y is, you know, I took French, I should know this.
Well, Lay, Lay, Lee's, geography, so L-E-Y.
L-E-Y,
Ley lines.
I mean, she might even teach music as a healing device, too.
Hmm, interesting. Okay, private caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
That's you, are you there? Hi.
Oh, okay, great. I'm calling, hi, my name is Kate. I'm calling from Skype, so I wasn't sure how you were going to recognize me, so I just took a guess.
Oh. Hi, Kate.
Hi. It's my first time calling, so I really enjoyed hearing what you all had to say about the positive energy aspect.
Thanks, Kate. What's your birth date and location?
Yeah, it's my birthday is November 16th, 1979, and I'm calling from Amersfoort, the Netherlands.
The Netherlands?
Yes.
Did you say? Oh,
yes.
Okay. Are you American?
Yes.
Yes, okay, but you're living in the Netherlands because you didn't sound Dutch, like by an accent.
No.
Okay.
Not Dutch at all.
Well, welcome to our show. Glad you found us. And what is your question? 1916.
I think I found you through one of the Ascension groups on Facebook. And for the last two and a half years, I've been going through a pretty heavy process that exhausted me. And I'm just wondering where I'm at with it right now. I'm very frustrated. I've been talking with my guides about where I'm at, but, you know, frankly, sometimes it's hard to trust what I'm getting, if it's really done or if I'm where I'm at. So I'm hoping you might be able to highlight a bit where I'm at. And then also, you know, I guess I'm looking for help in general with my, I think I'm in an ascension process. So...
Well, you're like our previous caller in that for your life, you're going through your change right now at 35 years old.
Yeah.
35 is your karmic number, which means that you, so far on the planet, you've worked through enough karma to now start to change your life. So at 35, you change your life. Your master number is 8, which is a great number of power and rebirth. And also money, I mean, but these are all in the good aspects of it. You're born in 79, those are good energies. Now, so you are going through a change in life right now, and it's significant because it's already been programmed that way, according to your karma that you've created through other past lives. You have a November, you're born in November, you have a 1-1 going on, which means you've gone through a lot of troubles, you've had a lot of things to deal with, a lot of obstacles and conflicts, even family-wise, that you've had to go through to get to this place of finally having the breath to start to see a more of a transcendent life. But let me ask you a question. Do you now, or have you ever had any pets, animals, meaning dogs or cats?
Yeah. I have one dog right now, but I at one point I had 4 animals all at the same time.
Yeah, I know. The reason I'm saying that is because when I first heard your voice, Kate, and you were kind of laughing and you came on with some sense of spontaneity, I got animals around it. Now, what's interesting, not for this lifetime perhaps, But I think in a former lifetime, you dealt definitely with animals. You were either an animal trainer or you were an animal healer. You did something with animals, and I think that animals just love you. There's a natural dependence.
They've been
energy.
Showing up in my dreams quite a lot lately. I'm not really sure why, but yeah.
Well, they're coming up in your dreams because in a past life, I think you were an animal healer, if not a doctor. Are there any in your family, though, any nurses in this lifetime, anybody in the medicine field?
My grandfather was a doctor, and my great-grandfather was a doctor.
Yeah. See how I'm tracing? I don't even know you. And here I am tracing your energy, probably looking through the intuitively, I'm going into the back pages of your past lives and seeing how they manifested into this life. And I talk about animals. You had four at one time. Have a dog now. You love animals. They're pairing your dreams. Then I ask about medicine. Your doctor and your father and your grandfather. So I'm connecting to a field of medicine with you. That means a field of some kind of healing, some kind of higher energy. Now, it may not happen in this lifetime, but you've had it in a past life. And I still think that
well,
you
I have
something.
It's been a gift that's been developed. I've developed quite a lot of gifts in the last 2 years, and I've been able to do healings on people. Tried with my dog. I don't know if it's worked. But that's something that's been developing within me.
Yeah. See, so here we are. We're having a great conversation. I think that what I'm getting from my guides in speaking to you today, that it would be very interesting. You don't have to, but it would be very interesting and intriguing for you to develop your healing gifts as you are doing now, but to further define them and refine them with both animals and people. And I think there's distance to go, meaning that there's improvements to be made, discoveries that you will have that will increase this gift that you came into the world with. So I'm going to encourage you to do by choice, of course, but I'm going to encourage you to follow that path.
Isn't there something with me in communication and healing?
What was that?
She's asking about communication and healing in terms of her life, if she'll be involved in that.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to, yes, that, you know, we're dealing, your idea, the question you're asking is in regards to the fifth and sixth chakra. And your fifth chakra is neatly hidden in your day between the one and the six. And that means that
that's the time I'm most productive every day.
Yeah. So, yes, the elements of communication, to me, the most important elements of communication are esoteric. They're deeper. I don't talk, you know, I'm very bad at chit-chat. I'm horrible at chit-chat. I'm very bored with it. I'm not very good at it. But put me into a deep conversation, feel very comfortable. I would say for you to go into deep conversation. Go into deep conversation with yourself, with the universe, and that's the journey I would have you take into the chakra level of the fifth chakra in terms of communicating on both a verbal and nonverbal level, intellectual, mental, spiritual, emotional levels of communication, with those deep topics in mind.
Okay.
All righty, Kate. Well, we appreciate your call, and hopefully we'll hear from you again.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care. Okay. So just to let our callers know where they are in the queue, 916 is next. Then we have 678, 617, and then 951. That is the order, so hold your place in line, please, everybody. You'll be all be getting readings. 916.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Yeah, this is Nancy. I have called before, so I'm 8251.
Okay, hi, Nancy.
Hi.
268, and you're our second caller from California. What's going on today?
Yeah, my question is, now that I'm retired, I definitely need some direction for my future. work or service, and only through my highest purpose, though.
Okay.
I
lost the last.
You're retired?
She's retired. She's looking for purpose. But what was the last thing you said?
Oh, no, just only through my highest purpose now.
Oh, what is the highest purpose?
Well, you know, your highest purpose is to, is to continuously rebirth. So the problem that you could potentially face is that, which probably won't happen, is that you'd remain stagnant and just sort of your days would become monotonous and you would exist just to exist. You know, maybe your highlight would be going out to dinner or going to a movie or a small vacation. That would be a tragedy. That would be a tragedy. So you're not retiring, you're rebirthing. You're rebirthing into a new phase of your existence. So I wouldn't say I'm retiring. I would say I'm rebirthing into the next phase of my experience on this planet. Now, that phase can be to highlight the utmost interest you have without having to go to work every day to make a living. So you, whatever those interests are, whatever those hobbies are, would be the first level of your rebirth. You know, gardening, cooking, traveling, bird watching. I don't care what it is. Whatever your hobby is, you should get into it because a hobby is part of the aspect of higher energy. It's what elevates our spirit and our brain. So I would say to activate your hobby, God willing, you got some, and then to formulate a kind of document, a journal of what your hobby is. You know, there have been people who have been so successful in their hobby being quilts, how to make a quilt, the hobby how to collect things. There are so many books on the market that people have become enriched by and also become rich by in terms of expressing what their hobbies are and putting them into a systematic format of some kind where they outline it and produce a book or a manual or a journal. So I would say that look at your hobby and write about it. Discover how you can highlight and expand on what it is you all want to do for the rest of your life. And that may change. And it may not be a specific hobby. Maybe you want to go into helping people. Maybe there's something socially you want to do. Maybe there's an environmental cause. You seem to me, Nancy, like a person that would read the paper, that would have some interest in what's just beyond in front of your nose, that you probably have some sense of consciousness. But the grab bag of what you want to do and magnify, intensify, well, that's up to you. But that's what I would say is the immediate sense of your life. I'm also getting that there was a sick child somewhere in your experience. Were you ever connected to a child that was sick in their youth, in their childhood?
When I was in grade school, one of my classmates had leukemia and died, and I was pretty close to him.
Yeah. He's coming through.
Mm.
So you might, I mean, there might be something, Nancy, that you... Maybe there's a new channel of communicating with the other side. I don't know. Some people have fun doing that. Maybe you should study that a little bit. How do you communicate? How do you go through the physical realm into the etheric realm and communicate? How do you explore that energy, psychic phenomena, you know, spirit communication? And I don't mean seances and silly things that I find kind of silly, but I'm talking about the true credibility of talking to worlds beyond our worlds. Maybe that would be of interest to you. I think you're a very intuitive person, personally. I don't know you, but I think you're a very intuitive person. I know you said you called a couple of times, but my memory is not that great. Sorry, it just isn't. But maybe you'll ignite something that I'll remember. So I'm talking to you in the shadows of huh?
It's a fresh conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking to you, that's right, I'm talking in the shadows of my mind. So, you know, I'm deciding you're intuitive. There's something to do with decoding, too. I don't know, has anybody ever worked in the government? Has anybody worked in communications in any realm of your family history?
A government. I mean, I worked in county, and I was a mental health nurse, but I've that's about
yep,
all
that's it.
From it.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's probably why, I mean, our conversation's kind of loose and kind of relaxed, but there is, I think, substance to what we're discussing and what
mm-hmm.
I'm sharing with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that maybe this is the beginning of progressing into a more direct and specific dialogue about what the purpose of your life is going to be. But I wouldn't say you're retiring. I would say you're rebirthing.
Okay. Well, that gave me some clues. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks,
thank
Nancy.
You.
562-596-7818. Bye-bye. And our next caller we have is from 678. Yes, that's right. Okay. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Gina. This is Gina.
Gina, hi. Gina.
Hi.
G-I-N-A?
G-I-N-A, yes.
Good morning, Gina. Where are you calling from, and what's your birth date?
I'm calling from Georgia, and my birthday is 1879.
Okay.
And my question is, I'm still looking for work, and
okay.
It's been a few months now since May since I have not been working, so, and I'm trying different areas, but, and I tried to focus on the one main area, but it's just not working for me. So, what do you think
about this?
It's just crazy.
was there some kind of unemployment benefit that was coming in? That's my memory. Is that right? That you were asking
it
about?
Yes, and it never did go through.
It didn't go through.
There's some kind
of block happening, obviously, in not only getting a job and unemployment. So, Neil?
Well, Gina, let me ask you something. It seems to be the topic of the day, but were there any nurses in your family history?
Any nurses? No.
Have you ever, you're 36 years old, you had a change a year ago, and you're stuck right now. I'm going to ask a couple of just silly questions. Have you ever had an interest in any kind of nursing field, in psychology or medicine or anything?
I have a background in psychology.
You have a background in psychology, so that's where
my social work, book, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's where my tag is. That's where I'm connecting to you because I don't remember
okay.
our conversation before. I don't know if
okay.
still spoke
that's okay.
to recall. Gina, there's still something left of value, something of value. That's actually something of value is actually a great movie took place in I think West Africa. But I'm getting off the topic now. But anyways, there's something of value in you still connecting to this field. I don't know. What kind of work are you looking for?
I'm trying to shift to human resources now.
Human resources?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, you're going to get a job. I don't know what the block is yet, but you're going to get a job because that's what my guides are telling me is that you're going to get a job in this field. And human resources is under the umbrella of nursing. So
oh, okay.
and social work and all that. So you're going to get a job
okay.
here. What's blocking it? What's blocking it? Do you have anybody, a grandfather died of lung cancer or alcoholism, anything like that in your past?
I have a uncle who has cancer. He just passed. Well,
yeah.
not just
well,
passed, but he passed over.
Yeah, your uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm getting, and so I'm getting, I don't know, I'm getting his vibe. I don't know, ancestors can sometimes drop by. Don't, you know, I always
I
ask
know.
Why they
okay.
drop in. They do.
Okay.
I don't always know why, but he's here. I don't
okay.
know. He says he's going to help you. He's he's showing me that I hate when I go into these stupid analogies. I know when other psychics talk about it, and I go, oh, what? But he's showing me a balloon. And it's ridiculous, because if I heard John Edwards say, oh, you know, I got your uncle showing me a balloon.
John Edwards.
John Edwards.
Not the politician, the psychic.
Yeah. I always think that's the stupidest thing. Yeah, a person crossed over and is showing somebody a balloon. Well, isn't that great? But, you know, now I'm doing it. Okay, so your uncle is showing me a balloon, a red balloon. Now, is there any, you know, your birthday's January. Well, anybody else celebrating a balloon? No, celebrating a balloon.
Actually, my sister's birthday is in September and my mother's birthday is in October. So it's a lot of birthdays towards the end of the year.
Yeah, I see. So your uncle's talking about that. So maybe what he's saying is this September, we're already in September by tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I think you look for this field that you're in, and I think between September and October you're going to be working.
Okay.
All right, Gina. Well, let us know what transpires. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye. Okay, 617 is our next.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you? Who's this?
This is Kita.
K-I-T-A?
Nope, K-E-D-A.
No, K-E-D-A. I knew it was wrong once it came out of my mouth. Okay.
It's okay.
K-E-D-A.
It's okay.
And your birth date and location, Kita?
130-78, and my location is Boston, Mass.
Boston, all right. 130-78.
She's in Boston. She's going through. She's in Mass right now.
Yeah.
He was making a joke like you're in Mass, like in a Catholic Mass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh.
My jokes are horrible.
Sometimes they're good. Today we're gonna say.
I thought you said I'm in Boston and in Mass.
Okay. Kita, what's your question?
I'm stuck. 29/11. I'm in life. I just feel very stuck. I feel very stagnant, and I'm like miserable. How do I get unstuck?
Okay. Sorry to hear that.
It's okay.
4/14/24. 29/11.
Yeah.
That's why you're stuck, boy. The people.
But she said 29/11. She knew.
She knew her number. Already.
Yeah. But didn't you say that, Kita?
I did.
Yeah, so it's 29/11 too. I know a lot of people don't reduce, but we reduce
totally.
So it's, your master number would be 2.
29/11 twos are very difficult numbers. People who have that number, they have the most difficult time coming into the earth because they come in with a lot of karma, and it's just difficult, and it's a problem. And usually, it surrounds itself, Kita, with. There's sometimes controversy in a person's life. Oh, the people they know are cruel. There's alcohol around them. There's drugs. There's sexual energy. I mean, they just have problems for the most part, not all of them. But it happens so often over the near 50 years I've been doing this work. So the attitude of the 29/11/2 in your energy, what am I getting with you? Well, you have a 7/8 in your year, which is, that's gratifying. Okay, so that's one thing. You're born in 78, and so therefore you are right now, 37 years old?
Mm-hmm.
So you're 37. Oh, you're going to have a change at 38. So you're, okay, so I'm working with you in the element of time that is between now and January. So I'm going through that zone. Have you been divorced already?
No.
Any breakup, like a live-in situation?
No. Kind of a long-distance relationship. It feels like a divorce, but it hasn't been a divorce, no.
Oh, it feels like a divorce. I'm picking up on the feeling you have of a divorce. It was long-term, and it felt... Did the relationship last 4 years, or...?
I've actually been with my husband since 2006, but we've been married since 2010.
Okay, I'm getting the note. Now I'm finding this note that I'm looking for. So 2006 and then 2010, 2010 is basically the 4 years that I was feeling. You have a husband. Are you guys estranged? Are you going through problems?
Yeah, we're going through problems right now, but yeah.
Okay, so that, you see, now I'm starting to get my energy going, and I'm starting to decide that you're stuck because of a relationship mm-hmm. that is being threatened with divorce, or at least
no.
the feeling.
No, it's bigger than the relationship. It's way bigger than the relationship. It's being in a place where I feel like I can drive my life and things move. I feel like every time I take a step forward, I'm taking a step back, especially when it comes to relationship with, like, work. Any type of sort of personal advancement, there's somebody there who's throwing a monkey wrench in it. It's frustrating.
Yeah. I agree with you, Keita. What I'm saying, you know, I dig so deep that I look at the roots of problems that you may not be aware of. So I think it's a root problem.
Okay.
And that root problem stems from the, first of all, the molecular structure of your marriage. That energy has given, you know, the seed is always different from the fruit. So the seed is something to do karmically, which has to do with your marriage. Then as we go upward into the earth, out of the ground, we start to see that you're having trouble and obstacles everywhere. So I would rather, I'm the kind of guy that likes to get to the root problem, so that's why I'm going down there where you're looking at other manifestations, what's more clearly visible to your naked eye.
Okay.
But it's something more deeply rooted. So let me ask you something. Has your mother crossed over?
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm getting, I asked it as a question, but I felt it as a significant energy. So to me, your mother's talking to me right now. You know, there seems to be a lot of, she's like, there's a lot of trouble in her. It's like she doesn't know what to tell me first, but she's very worried about you, and she's concerned. I guess we're talking about how this element transfers into our human language. I don't think she's up there, you know, jumping from cloud to cloud, shaking up all the angels. But I think that when she connects back to the earth, she becomes very concerned about you. Now, that has nothing to do with what her relationship was with you. It could have been good. It could have been bad. She's only, from having crossed over, concerned about you. Now, did your father have any kind of problem, drinking problem, any darkness around your father's energy?
I don't know him.
Yeah, you don't know. So that's probably the darkness. It fell in my head as something, there was a darkness and you don't even know your father. Oh, boy. What I'm doing, Keita, is I'm opening up your soul and I'm looking and going, oh, no, this is a problem. And solvable? Absolutely. So there, let's get that done right now. Solvable. Absolutely. 100% solvable. Between 37 and 38, somewhere in the midst of your age of 38, that means from January of 2016 to January of 2017, solvable. And maybe even before. Maybe even before. But I think what I'm doing is you got to clear the karma. You got to clear up some karma in your childhood. And that you can do in 100 different ways, starting with therapy. You don't have to go to therapy. You can do energy. I don't know. You can do anything you want. Did you have any issues with your mother when she crossed over?
Yeah, because my mom, she was sick. She had some mental health issues, and so I think I was too young, and I didn't make any peace with her, and it was just very chaotic growing up, so I didn't make any peace. This has not been an easy journey.
Yeah, I know. Well, I cannot solve your problem on the radio today. I don't have enough time.
That's fine.
But
I didn't expect for that.
What I've done, Keita, is I've connected.
And identified the root, which is really important.
Yeah, that's right. Identified the root, connected, and that's the starting point. I think somehow in the psyche, you've got to go through these energies and release yourself of some, regroup and release yourself of some of these darkness energies in your life. And you're going to find your environment changing because the world is awaiting for progress. You're not doomed. But I think you got to get to the root of your problem and get that clarified.
Okay, Keita, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
You may call Neil 562-596-7818 for further discussion, or Keita can always call our show again. But it's much better to get to the root than put a Band-Aid on an oozing sore when there's a systemic infection, you know, because you might be able to look at certain areas of your life without going to the root, but something else will pop up. So that depth of identifying the problem is really important. And sometimes you don't even know, you know, as the person experiencing the issues, you don't even know where it's originating from.
Yeah, I mean, you have to start digging even as a psychic. I mean, your tools are intuition, and then intuition is a step towards being psychic. And those are your tools, and then you just get in there and work the way you know how to do it. But yeah, this would demand some deep work.
Yeah.
Keita.
Okay, our last caller is Nathaniel, 5157. He's a 2810-1. Hi, what's going on?
Hi, how are you, Kristen?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Pretty good. I've kind of been having some neighbor problems. So over the full moon, I think Thursday night, there was a vandal and someone broke my passenger window.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so it was over a couple hundred bucks to fix, and I haven't fixed it yet. So I don't know if you... Probably some past life.
Does your insurance cover that? Or is that since it's only a couple hundred bucks?
You know, I just had liability. If I just would have had a $100 deductible, it would have been $100. But unfortunately, it's going to be about $220 to fix. And, you know, that may not be the bigger problem at hand. Is I'm in a dangerous place. And, you know, I don't know what you see for
right,
me.
Right, but you know, the good news is it's only $220, and probably with comprehensive coverage, you would have paid more over the year, you know.
Yeah, well, I have to pay the deductible. It's
right,
more of a violation. You know, I mean, it's bad about the car, but it's bad that, you know, I mean, it's worse that I'm in someone next door or living next to someone that would do that.
Yeah, certainly.
Well,
with
our last conversation, your brother offered for you to move out there with him, so that's a possibility.
Well, unfortunately, yesterday, Saturday, he went out to the East Coast to start another year-long assignment. So the other job at UC Irvine fell through. So I don't know if he'll break his lease or like his assignment, and you know, say he's got another job offer or something or anything. I don't know, you know, if he'll be there.
Nathaniel, the best thing I can do for you in the remaining time we have, the best thing I can do for you is I'm going to do this sort of I'm going to do this little magical thing with you today. I'm going to put blue, I feel like the blue fairy, but I'm going to put blue energy around you. Blue is a remarkable color. It's significantly involved with the chakra number 6, your third eye. So I'm going to put that energy around you and just protect you immediately from any further vandalism or mishap or ill favor or whatever misfortune. I'm going to put that energy around you, so I'm going to put a blue energy around you. Blue has other connotations, but we don't have time to go talk about all the attributes of the color blue. But I'm going to put a blue energy field around you. The reason I say that is because, particularly when I'm on the radio, but also when I'm doing readings, I've got angels that come in, I've got guides that come in, they know my work. And they are messengers, they're agents, they work with me. And if I ask them to help somebody, according to the integrity of who I am as a psychic, you know, with good luck, they'll go out and help you. So I'm going to put a protection of energy around you. I'm also seeing a color red. Is there any red in your environment as we speak? Anything colored red around you?
You know, I don't. I'm looking in front of me, and I don't see anything that's red. I see a little duffel bag, a very small thing for a lunch pail. You know, it's just like a lunch thing, and then my little thing. I don't have much. I have some red shoes. Have some red sweaters and things.
You have red shoes?
Pardon me?
You have red shoes?
I have red shoes.
Oh, interesting. Okay, I don't know. You have a red sweater. Yeah, so the red that I'm picking up on. I got it.
I have a red pillow as well. A red pillow. I have some other red things that I'm seeing around. A red. Go ahead.
No. We got enough. We got enough red. Okay, so what I got with the red is it's your exterior. You see, I'm putting a protective energy of blue around you, and when I mentioned the color red, you mentioned clothes, mostly clothes, not pillow, but mostly clothes. That's the exterior energy of the blue that I'm dealing with. So when I'm putting a blue around you, that blue is being validated by my sense of red, which represents your clothes, which is a form of protection. We put clothes on for protection, basically. And also, we'll get arrested if we don't wear them, unless you're in the privacy of your own home. But the attitude is that and red is blood, but not shed blood. This is intact blood. So, and the intact color of blood is blue, purple or blue. So what I'm dealing with is I think I've got an agent of angels that has agreed to protect you, at least for this theme alone of vandalism, until we get your life figured out in other ways. But this should protect you from any further vandalism, acts of vandalism. And that and those culprits, I'm going to put energy around that they are stopped before they do anything else. Okay?
Okay, Nathaniel. Hopefully that helps.
Yeah, well, thank you both so very much. I appreciate your devotion and your, you know, time. You're very devoted to your, you're very devoted to your callers. You know, some people aren't, you know. I think you're one of the most devoted hosts on Blog Talk. So I'll just give you that, you know, word of encouragement, I suppose.
That means a lot. That really means a lot.
It really does. And I've listened to over 30,000 shows on the computer set about 5 years ago or a few years back, 3 years ago or something. So I've really listened to a few shows. So thanks again, Neil and Kristen. I hope you be blessed today.
Okay,
Thank you
too, Nathaniel. Thank you.
May God be with you.
Thank you, Nathaniel. You said, may God be with you. I muted them all too soon. We are back on the air on Thursday, I think, but watch for our show invite on Facebook and the schedule update on Blog Talk Radio, because right now I think it's scheduled for Wednesday, but it may be Thursday. So stay tuned. We will see you later this week, everyone. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.